You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Here's a question. Should Michigan's high school students be spending less time learning French or Spanish or Chinese or German or Japanese and more time learning, say, computer skills? State Representative Phil Potvin of Cadillac, a Republican from the 102nd District, thinks the answer to that question should be yes. His House Bill 4102 would remove the foreign language requirement and give students the freedom to choose whether or not to take a foreign language and Algebra 2. Representative Potvin joins us now. Welcome.
Cindy, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, currently, Representative Potvin, Michigan students have to take a foreign language in grades 9 through 12 to graduate. I just went through that with my daughter. And you've introduced a bill that would essentially make studying a foreign language in high school optional. Why is that?
Well, when I went to high school, Cindy, it was optional. It was a choice. And yes, I did select two languages. Sadly, one of them was a dead language called Latin.
Oh, you and me both. 2 years for me.
Yeah, me too. The other one was French. And gee, when I went to use my French, I was taught by a woman of Swedish descent. So my accent was not very good. But the real reason to do this is our kids have such a tight curriculum now. And to allow them some choices here, especially choices when they're looking to move into the intermediate school district through their career tech centers. We want to give them all the opportunities that they can have to learn that trade, to learn that skill, so that as an adult, they can be a very positive citizen in our community.
Tell me what the bill would call for, because I know it looks at foreign language and also Algebra 2. So what would they do instead of taking those classes?
Well, what they would have is a choice. Representative Joel Johnson has another bill to open up the merit curriculum choices, especially as taken at the intermediate school districts or our community tech centers, so that those choices could go into whatever trade area they want to be involved in, whether it's the mechanic industry, whether it's the cooking industry, whether it's the service industry.
The idea of helping students who maybe want to bypass college for a skilled trades career, I have to wonder, doesn't doing this set up two societies where you'll have the educated elite, the managers, and then the worker mass who only functions in one language?
Well, we already have that, don't we? We've had that for years. The other thing you've got to remember, Cindy, is what's the language in America? I believe it's English.
But isn't that face changing in America today?
It's changing with some people, absolutely. However, it's still, in America, is English.
All right. Just thinking of business, I'm married to someone who's in the automotive supply business. So like so many other businesses, it is part of a whole global system, part of the global economy. So are we not handicapping the future workers of Michigan if we narrow the chances that they'll be exposed to a foreign language?
We absolutely are not. What we're giving them is a choice. You want to take a language, you have the opportunity to do this. But to mandate that our children take a language, to mandate that they take Algebra 2, are the wrong things. We're all about choices, I thought, not about mandates.
Am I correct that you were a secondary school teacher?
So That's correct. I was in the classroom 4 years ago prior to becoming an elected official.
You know the adolescent mind. So sometimes we have to make them take their medicine and do something that may not be so fun and easy at one point, but pays off down the road. So doesn't this kind of let kids slide and perhaps they'll bypass something that will be necessary in the world of the 21st century?
Well, in the world of the 21st century, you can always go back to school at any time you want. And then look at all the different courses that are offered should you decide later on that, hey, I'd like to take Spanish because I'm living in Arizona now, or I'm living in Texas now, or I'm living in Florida now. And Spanish is used more often than English, depending on what part of the community you're living in. Those options are there, but they're options. They're opportunities. And that's exactly what I'm trying to provide here, is more of an opportunity for our students to do the trade that they want to do.
I wonder, as I kind of thought about that, if I had a child that took nothing, didn't take any Spanish or didn't take any French, or I have friends whose children have been taking Chinese since middle school, and I somehow feel like that young man I know who's been taking Chinese all the way from middle school up through college is really going to be better equipped than somebody who's never taken anything because they didn't want to. I mean, maybe they don't realize at age 13 or 14 how important it is. So maybe that's why the requirement is good, because it makes them do something even if they might not be inclined to, and it might pay off down the road. But you don't feel as a teacher that that's the case?
I do not. The other thing is, we're all about choices here. This is a mandate. This is a demand. If you want to graduate from high school, you have to take and pass 2 years of this language. And the same is true with algebra, too. We're discouraging kids. I thought we were here to encourage our young people to receive an education, encourage them to want to come to school. And with classes like this, we're discouraging them. Why do we have such a high dropout rate? This is a big part of it.
So what kinds of classes would you think?
It's their choice. It's a child's choice here. We open up the choice. You've got an extra hour in your day now. You can choose what you want to do.
So,
in the case of math, if we kept up with math, what a wonderful opportunity to become an IT, to move on to a computer, to take a computer class to fill in that algebra too. Why? Because when you go to work in that machine shop, the first thing that you have to do is turn on your computer to set up your machine. So it becomes a very important part. We don't have an opportunity for a computer class because of algebra too.
Let me just throw this out here, Representative Potvin. Would it perhaps not help Michigan students more to put legislative efforts into maybe expanding the school day or the school year so they could take the computer science class and the foreign language and algebra too, and not eliminate?
Well, we're already expanding that with the new EA program and the 15 failing schools in Detroit. We've expanded their day. We've expanded their school year. And you know what we're really finding, Cindy, is that we're finding our kids lose an awful lot when they take those 3 months off in the summer. And maybe we should look instead at giving them 2 weeks off at a time, but running that entire school year through the entire year, keeping it at the 180 or moving that up even to 190 days of school.
What's the progress of your bill right now, Representative Potvin?
Well, right now, we had the first hearing back in the 96th legislature, which was last year. Sadly, it was not voted on at that particular point. However, this time, I have talked with Representative Lisa Lyons, who is the chair of the Education Policy Committee, and she reassures me that it will be coming up very shortly in committee to be discussed once again before it's voted on and then sent to the floor of the House of Representatives.
And have you had any groups step forward to support this idea, to back this bill?
I've had all kinds of groups, as well as individual parents and students, telling me, thank you very much, Representative, for understanding that a mandate is not necessary at these points at all. Instead, we're about choice.
What are some of the groups?
They're individual. I was asked by my school superintendents, the 8 superintendents in the 102nd district, when I asked them, what can I do for you? And they said, Representative, you can do 2 things for us. Remove the mandate on foreign language, 2 years of foreign language, and remove the mandate on algebra too. And those superintendents are still strongly behind me.
Representative Phil Potvin of Cadillac, and we thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside, sir.
You're very welcome, Cindy. Thanks for the opportunity.
So we hear Representative Potvin's argument against mandating 2 years of foreign language classes in Michigan high schools. Let's hear now from the other side of this conversation. Emily Spinelli, she's the executive director of the American Association of Teachers of Spanish and Portuguese. She joins us from Walled Lake. Representative Potvin feels that students should be free to choose whether or not they take a foreign language, and perhaps they'd be better served by, say, taking computer science. What do you say?
Well, I think that within the requirement, there are many, many choices. When the bill was first passed, there was a delay in implementing the world language requirement, almost a 5-year delay, to allow districts to provide enough courses, provide teachers, maybe introduce another language, etc. Currently, there are about 10% of Michigan high schools that do not offer any world language. And so for those students, there is no choice. And many, many other districts only offer one language. So there are many, many choices within the requirement. They don't have to take it at the high school level. They can take it prior to entering high school, and that's a district choice or district decision. They could use a home or heritage language. They could use a transcript providing that they took schooling abroad in another language. They can take their language in K-8. So within the requirement, there are many, many choices for Michigan students.
Well, the representative says to us that his issue is not with actually taking a foreign language. It's with that requirement.
Right.
And I guess the question would be, well, why shouldn't foreign languages be an elective? How would that hurt students if it was not a requirement?
I think that the vast majority of students who plan to go on to college or university will probably continue to take at least 2 years or maybe three or more years of language. So those students will not be affected at all. But we know that we're in a global economy, and we know that we need more jobs. We need students who are highly qualified to fulfill those jobs. And the newest Common Core standards say that all students should be college and career ready. So to work in a global economy, these students are going to need high literacy skills. And language learning improves their literacy skills, not just in the language they're learning, but also in their first language, which for most students will be English. So that will help them with their critical thinking skills. It will help them with their cultural sensitivity, because our population in the United States and in Michigan is becoming more and more diverse.
Emily Spinelli is the executive director of the American Association of Teachers of Spanish and Portuguese, and we've been talking to her from Walled Lake. Emily, thanks so much for talking with us on Stateside today.